And them say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger, sent by the same.
If I had to live my life over again, I'll do it all over the same way. The JDF has been a wonderful experience for me as an individual. It has, in a lot of ways, formed who I have become as an adult. The experience is rich. It has taught me to walk with kings and queens and still retain the common touch.
Colonel Daniel Price wasn't kidding when he said the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, taught him to walk among kings and queens. Not only has he walked among royalty, he has lived with and shared the same aircraft with crowned heads. In 2003, Colonel Daniel George Price was chosen from a batch of well-qualified and capable colleagues as equerry to Queen Elizabeth II. Colonel Price became part of the Buckingham Palace household for 12 days in preparation for Her Majesty's visit to Jamaica that same year.
I had a wonderful experience, but the high point of it was when I came back to Jamaica, and I think I was the fourth person out of the plane, and we stood on that platform. And I was so swelling with pride, you know, knowing that I am Jamaica's representative at that point.
Let's go back in time to see where it all began. Daniel George Price was a member of the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force while attending St. Mary High School. He was voted most outstanding member of the Cadet Corps at his school. But what made him decide he wanted to become a member of the JDF?
I enjoyed the discipline. It accorded very well with my personality and what I stood for. And then I saw the V-150, which is the armored personnel carrier that we had. And just seeing that vehicle, I had a thud in my heart. And I knew that I needed to join the Jamaica Defense Force.
So, after he graduated high school in 1981, Colonel Price was on his way to Up Park Camp in Kingston, intent on keeping his date with destiny. Fast forward 32 years later, Colonel Price is still a member of the JDF and continues his dedicated service as Inspector General. He is described by his colleagues as knowledgeable and someone whose input is highly regarded.
Most persons will tell you that he is what you'd call a go-to person if you want to be brought up to speed on any aspects of military. Colonel Price is the man that you'll call. Colonel Price is one of those persons who the JDF is rich for having him serving.
Deputy Inspector General, Jamaica Defense Force, Major Milton Edwards. Colonel Price has served the military with distinction in various areas, including the Infantry Unit, Engineer Regiment, and 3JR. And on October 20, National Heroes Day, he will be presented with his insignia as an officer in the Order of Distinction.
You do what you know you have to do, and there is no expectation of accolades or praise, because you do it out of a servant heart. Being in the military is service above self. And so I did it. I never expected anything in return.
Colonel Price has gone beyond what is required of him and has sought in his own way to preserve the standards and norms of society through mentoring young officers as well as misdirected males in the society, believing that there is nothing more important in this phenomenon called life than the human being. He hopes to continue serving Jamaica and play his part in advancing the welfare of the whole human race.
Get rid of all old tires, tins, bottles, plastic containers, coconut shells, and anything in which rainwater can settle. Cover trash containers to keep out rainwater. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.